Hello, Danny.
Hello, Carol. What do you want to tell us, Carol?
Oh, it's about being attacked by unusual animals.
What is it?
Well, my husband was nearly brained by a seagull.
See, you'd be surprised how many people have been, I think. But what have you got?
Well, he was on the beach at Laysdown with our two kids, and I was watching him. I just saw this seagull going over, and something dropped, and it went right in the middle of my husband's head, and he sort of staggered, and he caught it, and it was a piece of cheese. It nearly knocked him out.
This is both a food-related injury, which is one of our great categories ever, and a seagull literally stooted him.
Yeah, and everybody was laughing, and he thought somebody was throwing stones at him, and he was swearing. And
not that it makes that much difference. What kind of cheese was it?
It was a piece of hard cheddar.
I think
it was mature cheddar.
I think animals are put here for our amusement. I also have a lot of respect for them, insofar as I think they amuse themselves as well. And I believe Brer Seagull, up in his, what do they call, not a crevice, what do you call that? They live in on cliffs. They live in,
Eerie.
But that's an eagle. Seagulls too, believe me. High in its lofty eyrie, heads to two or three of its friends. Give that piece of cheese over here. We're having that later. Give us it here.
I'll get that bloke.
Watch this. Off he went. Watch this. And bang. Tell me, did your husband have a full head of hair?
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
Kind of cushioning there. For some of us, it could have been a worse blow than that. So, where was you at Laysdown?
Yeah, Laysdown. Oh, I love mud.
All right. No, it is. I didn't think it was a beach. Run for your lives. It's the Laysdown seagull. That's on the list.
It's a little bit like one of the Aesop's fables. In a vague kind of way. Do you know which one I mean?
Yes, the Minotaur.
No, the fox and the bird. And the fox had to flatter the bird because the bird was holding a piece of food in its beak and the fox wanted it. And it had to trick it out of the food. And so it kept saying, sing sweetly for me. And eventually the bird did and the food dropped down.
Used to read the actual story. I used to cut straight to the moral at the end. And if the moral was lousy, I wouldn't bother reading the story. If the moral said, be better to your friends, I thought, that's not worth reading. But if it said, take the bra off first. Ooh, that's worth it.